Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on the first day. With the tush push, back again in full. Good morning,
hey,
Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, it's okay to go to therapy, man. If you need to go talk to somebody, it's okay. Don't think that it's a bad thing or think something's wrong with you. It's okay to go talk to people about certain things you got going on.
I absolutely agree with that, Hugh. A very poignant and smart Daily Douglas today. Well, I mean, they're not that they're always not poignant and smart, but this one was like particularly good.
I didn't take it any kind of way. Yeah. You know what's funny? I do not easily offend because yesterday, you know, we had this event. It was a time to be had here last night. We had like a little party. We had a little soiree.
The Super Bowl trophies were here.
Yeah, it was nice. And, you know, I wore a collared shirt and some slacks. And all of my coworkers here pointed out how nice I looked.
You did.
And it, you know, when you do that, it's like, okay, so what do I look like every other day? And they was like, well, you know, you do wear pajamas.
Well, you do.
Every day. So I was like, okay, I get it. But it was surprising that they went over the top and said, oh, you look nice today. You look presentable.
Well, you did. I mean, it doesn't mean other days
it was just funny. Yeah. It was funny. And it was a good time to be had. You know, like you said, the trophies were here. A lot of people took pictures with the trophies and everything.
It was cool.
It was a really cool event.
Yes,
really
we appreciate it.
Shout out to all the folks that we got the chance to meet and that listened to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. It was pretty cool.
It was a cool event. It was a great day yesterday because the Tush Push, Hugh Douglas, is officially back. And yesterday, after we got off the air, we had a chance to kind of go through some of the details of what happened. Some of the stories started to emerge yesterday of what happened. Now, let's hear some of it, and we'll react and talk about the future now of this Tush Push. But let's start with Adam Schefter saying, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce, they made quite the compelling case in that meeting yesterday.
And the way it was told to me was, from one Eagles official, that they think that what's happening on this play is misunderstood. And in that room with Jeffrey Lurie, with Jason Kelce, they were able to clarify how the play is coached and how it's taught. They made a compelling case on safety and taking away the downfield push that turned people off. From an offensive perspective, and this is how it was explained to me from my notes, it's not a linear player crashing headfirst into an opponent. The objective is to play with leverage, get below your opponent, and then rise up to create the wave that the ball carrier can ride. And that's what the Eagles do. And so the league, I think, the people that voted against this play, that wanted it banned, they believe they're taking a proactive stance towards health and safety. But there just weren't enough teams to get it done.
Well, there weren't. And obviously, what Jeff Lurie had to say in that meeting, and as you said it yesterday, Hugh, long talked. I mean, he was up there, according to some of the reports, for over a half an hour saying what he had to say. And he said what he had to say. I mean, I'm looking at the ESPN article from Seth Wickersham here. Toward the end of a speech that lasted close to an hour, Lurie made an analogy, telling the room, regardless of whether the play was banned, it was a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful, the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. Lurie made sure everyone got the sense that the Eagles walking out winners no matter what. They walked out winners in the vote. And how about Jason Kelce's factor in here? Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, talking about Kelce and how he may have swayed some teams on the fence yesterday.
There was an element of surprise walking out of this building. In fact, some Eagles people were surprised. They walked out thinking that they didn't know what was going to happen. They could go either way, truly, and it was that close. But, you know, talking to some owners here in the building, the Eagles did a good job of potentially swaying some teams that could have been on the fence. I talked to Steelers president Art Rooney II, who said that Jason Kelce and his presence, him explaining the tush-push play, why it's effective, why it's not really an injury risk at all, could have swayed some teams. And so the Eagles came full frontal with a plan. Owner Jeffrey Lurie gave an impassioned speech to the crowd, basically saying, look, to be proficient at something only for it to be taken away would be unfortunate.
Well, he was right. It would have been unfortunate. It's not being taken away. We have it for 2025. And Hugh, as we start the show today, you know, we celebrated yesterday. We had Elliott in. We talked about the statue. But now kind of the reality is, all right, it's in for the season, right? We have this play again for the 2025 season. Now what? And Hugh, maybe this is me being petty. Maybe this is you rubbing off on me. But you know what I want the Eagles to do this season?
What's that?
I want them to lean into this. I want to see more tush pushes than ever. I want to hammer it to show the league that they are ridiculous for what they try to do. Goodell, ridiculous for what he tried to do. I want to see even more tush pushes in 2025. Like anytime they're within the 2-yard line, tush push. Anytime it's a second or third and two, give me 2 tush pushes. I want this thing to be the story of the NFL in 2025. Because the league, and we'll get to all the teams that voted against the Eagles, by the way, the enemies of the tush push, we'll get to them, including Goodell. They look ridiculous right now. Keep running it. Run it open night. Again, I want to see Goodell's face on the big screen at the link as the Eagles are tush pushing their way into the end zone. First drive. Hugh, what are you feeling this morning? And should we lean even more into the tush push?
Before we get into this, Joe, and I long talk a little bit, can you hit me with that first line of the Jeffrey Lurie and what he said?
Yeah. You think it's funny to make me read this again?
No, I'm just saying. I just want to hear it. I need to grasp what I heard.
This is journalism, folks, all right? Seth Wickersham, ESPN. This is his quote and his story, not mine.
Okay? I like how you like to separate before you read
quote,
it.
Quote, toward the end of a speech that lasted close to an hour, Lurie made an analogy, telling the room that regardless of whether the play was banned,
slow down when you read it, though.
It was a win-win, dramatic reading now I'm doing. It was a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. By the way, one more thing, Troy Vincent chastised the language in the conversation.
Hey, Mr. Lurie, anybody over the Eagles that are listening, this is what makes you so special. It's because the way that you formulated that, analyzed that, or you know, you put that visual in people's heads. You put a visual in guys' heads that they could all relate to. That was relatable.
See, this is why you're a true Eagle, because there's petty in that, you're petty, and
listen,
you loved it.
The fact that he made it so relatable. Because, like, listen, I don't want to harp on it, but here I am.
Well, I knew you would.
No, because there were probably guys in that meeting, and when he said it like that, they said, yeah. Joe, they said. And they went back to their childhood or their teenage years in this matter and was like, yeah, I see what
I guess I can't
about.
Vote against him now.
Man, you got to love Philadelphia. I got a few things I want to say before I get to this. I want to give a shout out to the Barbera dealer last night because I went to pick my truck fixed. And one of the conversations that was had when I went to pick it up was about the tush push.
Of course.
And about how we are, you know, everybody was excited about it. I want to give a shout out to the people at the rental car place that didn't give me a rental car. And they talked about it. I mean, I know they were doing their job. It's cool. But it's one of those things, man, that when I got off of work yesterday, you know, we talk about stuff that people might think is not that big a deal and things of that nature. I honestly, you know, when we talked about it yesterday, I didn't think it was that big a deal that everybody in the city would be talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, totally honest. And everywhere I went and people knew who I was and they figured out who I was, that was the conversation. It's just – This is a unique place, man. This is a very, very unique place. It's a wonderful place to work. It's a wonderful place to play. And I was just there's not a day go by that I'm not fascinated by the Philadelphia Eagle fans. I mean, they're a special group, man. No question about it. But to answer your question, should they run it to death?
Lean into it.
I don't think so. But here's the thing, Joe, and this is what I've always been told, like as a defender. When you get down to the 20 in the red zone, I should say, the one thing that as a defender you never wanted anybody to do was run the ball on you, run the ball into the end zone. That was the most demoralizing thing you could do to a defense. You could throw it because that's different. But when you run the ball, that's basically you line up. And like my coach Tommy Brazier used to say, that's a man whoop a man. To me, this is the exact same thing. When they line up in the tush push on fourth and or third and whatever it is, you know that no matter what you do as a defender, they got something that you can't stop.
Yep.
And you're like, that's why when players talk about it, they're like, oh, hell, they're lying. You know, and when Joey Malata said, you know what's coming. You know it's coming. You can't stop it. That is demoralizing. So I don't think that you need to run it to death on teams. Just run it when you have to, because they know that if they put you in a position where you have to run it, they can't stop it.
Over the last few years, I've seen so many times it's demoralizing. The other team, you could see it on their face.
It's like, oh, snap.
It's like a third and seven, right? And the Eagles only get 6 yards. And the first instinct the defender has is they celebrate. We just got to stop. We're getting off the field.
Not anymore.
And then they realize, oh, man, they're coming out for the tush push. We got no chance to stop it. Another set of downs. It really is demoralizing.
And let me tell you another thing that I remember vividly. Being on the field, say like if you have a team, and normally most times it kind of plays out this way. The Eagles have been driving the ball. It might be an 8-play, 10-play drive. 10-play drives are rough.
Of course.
And when you get in a situation, this is where it becomes demoralizing, people, is when, say you're on an 8 or 9-play drive, and you figure out a way to slow them down and stop them and get them into that third and two. Third and two, a lot of times, teams might look at that, especially if the game is probably closely contested and it's early in the game. They're like, oh, you know what? We got too much football to play. We don't need to take a chance because anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You can get backed up, especially when, say, it's on your side of the line of the scrimmage or your side of the
ball.
You
don't want a negative play.
You don't want a negative play. But the Eagles are so confident in this play that as a defender, when you get them in that position, you're out there tired, you're huffing and puffing, and you're looking into the sideline for your replacement, and he ain't coming because it's like, no, y'all got to play this down because we don't know what they're going to be in. And they line up in that, and you know as a defender that you got at least 3 more downs that you have to play.
It's a lot.
Because they're about to get this first down.
Yep.
That's why Frankie Louvel was jumping over the line like that, because he knew what was about to happen. He was just trying to delay it as much as he possibly could. The bottom line is this, man. Football is a man whooper, man. And Ray Diddy had a line yesterday that resonated with me. You don't litigate football in a courtroom. You don't do that.
You solve it on the field.
You solve it on the field. I was always told with my little T-Rex arms, hey, coach, the offensive lineman is holding me. Hey, that's your fault. Do something about it. And that's the way the game is played, man. And that's how it should be.
I agree. And football to me has always been the minds of the coaches and the greatness of the players, right? And then those two things coming together to stop the opponent, and we get to keep this play for this year. And I want the Eagles to lean into it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? The tush push is back for 2025. Do you want to see it even more? Like I'm telling you, the pettiness from the guy sitting next to me, it's rubbed off. I want foot on the gas, extra tush pushes, 2nd and 2, run it. 3rd and 1, run it. Inside the 5, run it. That opening night, I just need to see Roger Goodell, as the Eagles tush push their way 7 times and blow the Cowboys out. I need more tush pushes.
Can I just say something else? Because I watched a little bit of their response. It was Rich McKay, which I've had a chance to talk to several times in Atlanta.
Was he petty?
No, he was a good dude.
No, but I mean like yesterday.
Oh, no. They really did a great job. Or I don't mean that in a good way, but they did a great job of trying to distance themselves from saying that, hey, we're just trying to do what's best for the game. Not trying to take anything away from anybody.
So they lied.
It was either or for us. Mm. We're just trying to do it. It didn't feel that way.
Nope.
I'm sorry. And I know Kyle doesn't feel the same way that I do.
It felt personal.
But it felt a little personal. It felt personal. When you got Mr. Lurie up there talking about wet dreams and – you know, taking away a play that somebody else is proficient at. That's what the NFL is about in a nutshell.
It is.
The West Coast offense was born from quarterbacks not having really strong arms and the short yardage game, the short passing game, in order to effectively get the ball down the field. That's what made Joe Montana so great. He didn't have the greatest arm.
Third round pick.
Yeah. He didn't have the greatest arm, but he could matriculate the ball down the field and score. And that's when the NFL changed, because they didn't have those big gunslinging quarterbacks, those run and shoot, fun and gun quarterbacks. And that's what the NFL is. I would not be surprised if there are teams that are going to come in and try to learn how to do the tush push. So they want it to be an equalizer. It's almost like, you ever seen, you remember the Incredibles?
Mm-hmm.
When the little boy that was Mr. Incredibles' nemesis when he was younger made all the superhero toys,
yes,
and he said, "That I'm going to give it to everybody so then nobody's super."
Yep.
It's probably going to be something like that.
It might be. We'll see. I want to see more tush pushes this year. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles lean more into the tush push in 2025? It's back. I'm being petty. I want even more tush push touchdowns. Kyle, where do you come down as the tush push officially back? Should we see more of it this year?
I mean, I don't see why not. I wouldn't use it like excessively. Don't use it on first and 10, obviously.
That feels a little excessive.
Yeah.
Second and 9, all right.
But I don't know why we wouldn't lean into this. It's clearly an unstoppable play,
yep,
to the point where a lot of people in the league wanted it out. I do also believe it's a huge part of the Eagles' physical identity. But also, I think this could benefit the Eagles and just the life of the play in the long term. The more data that they have to bring to the league next year when this inevitably comes back up, to say, look, we just ran it for another entire season and had no injuries in it. I mean, the more they do it, I think the better of a case they make next season for, like, why are we taking this play out? Is it to be petty? Or is it just because you want to, you know, eliminate an edge
right
for the Eagles? So, I mean, look, I think not only should the Eagles lean heavily into it, I think a lot of other teams in the league should and will lean heavily into this thing. And I think it's going to end up for the betterment of the play in the long term.
Well, the more data they have that there's not injuries, right now there's been zero reported injuries on this. So there's that data was lies. Dr. Alan Sills and Goodell and all that crap they were trying to spew was nonsense. So there's none of that.
Called out Sills?
Yeah, I did call out Sills, Dr. Sills, down in with the NFL. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Philadelphia Eagles lean into the tush push? I just need the first drive of the season against the Cowboys here on September, whatever, 4th or 6th.
Oh, you're going to see it.
Oh, I need it. And I need the first touchdown. I almost want, if like AJ or Devontae catches a pass inside the 10, I need them to get tackled at the 1. I need a tush push touchdown to start the season. And that camera right on Goodell squirming up in the booth. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Core Values Day, man.
It is a core value day.
Core value.
Most days are, but this is an especially a core value day.
I mean, obviously, we're locked in on pettiness today,
yes,
and it's my favorite core value. And while we're addressing this, I have to address a member of this staff here.
Uh-oh.
Hugh Douglas.
Caught a straight.
Yeah, it's about time.
I was going to let you off the hook.
What I do?
But I'm too petty for that. I never got a chance to address your actions last week while on remote. How the hell does an Eagles Hall of Famer pull a Costanza and run over some kids and grandmas while a tiny little bit of water came up off the, you know, and
I like how the story evolves.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, we left this part out, but now that you're here, there was a lifeboat and Hugh knocked the women and children out of it to take it down the river. I mean, it was really unbelievable.
I heard. It was reported to me by somebody, Kyle, that Hugh literally was like stepping on kids and just shoving people. You know, hey, Hugh, but you know what though, Hugh? Joe didn't run. He stayed and finished the work.
I don't think Joe knew the weight of the moment.
Don't change the story. I sat there to continue
Joe
the show.
Courageous.
I was knee high.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I in the river doing the show.
And you know, Chris, I'm not going to lie. There's a little
electricity there too, Hugh. And he was standing in water, locked in.
I put my life on the line. Okay?
There might be a little bit of truth to that. There might be a little bit, because there were people there that were, after we were getting ready to leave and the rain was coming down, there was a little bit of interaction that they wanted to have. And I'm like, dog, do y'all see this rain out here? And y'all want to sit here and start having conversations?
I saw
now?
You knock over an old lady.
I didn't knock over the old lady, but I do hate the guy was trying to give
dude,
me that sandwich
walker,
with the
dude.
Shrimp on it. Remember the dude? They were trying to feed us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, come back and get the sandwich. I want you to try the sandwich. And I was like, I'll be right back.
Well, they weren't afraid of the rain like you.
And I got in my truck and I was like, man, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I'm going home. I'm going to the
stadium. And you can try to have us believe that old lady fell over by accident, but we saw it. Someone had a camera phone out. All right, go ahead, Chris.
So let's lock back in on our core values and what the league is about to take. Mr. Lurie, sir, I salute you. This guy gets us. And to all the other franchises out there and the owners, like, just this is what they do. They understand us. And that was just brilliant what he said. And, you know, here's what I want to see happen. The first game, I want Coach Sirianni to run an absurd amount of tush pushes. Second and three, second and two, go back-to-back tush-pushing. We're just going to be back-to-back tush-pushing all over the field.
And they can handle it. Not everyone can handle it, but they can handle it.
They can. They're built for it. Mm-hmm. They've been building up for it. Dude, I can't – and then here's the other interesting thing that we get to see all year round. I can't wait to see our fan base and the T-shirts and all of the creativity that they're going to do whenever we play these loser teams that voted against us. Because what do? We keep receipts.
We keep
right?
receipts, man.
So we know. And then when our true pettiness, the highlight of our pettiness is going to be show when we play the Packers, because they're about to see. Because you know what? We got those receipts. We'll show the whole league that we are the kings of P-E-T-T-Y. Petty.
Good phone call, Chris. Speaking of the Eagles being petty, we did mention yesterday they put a 26-minute YouTube video out yesterday.
Yeah, that was dope.
The best of the Tush Push. Well, they also have a T-shirt on their website you could buy right now. We saw the photo yesterday. They put this photo out there. It's like Jalen about to do the Tush Push, and it says Push On.
Oh, that's the upper one. I had to get.
But how about this? That you're gonna love this part. You know when you go to pay, right? You have the little button you click.
Uh-huh.
It says Push Here. they added that little element in.
I respect that level of petty.
The level
really
of
do.
Petty is so good. All right, 215-592-9494. Yeah, I'm being petty today, and I don't care. I want to lean into the Tush Push next season, especially week one against the Cowboys. The more Tush Pushes, the better. Where do you come down? Should the Eagles do even more Tush Push? Lean even harder into it next season? I say yes. You want to keep it the same. Kyle's with me. Where do you come down? More Tush Pushes? Do you want to lean into it in 2025? It's officially back. All right, coming up next. We will talk about the idea of this and should they potentially start preparing for an eventual life without it. We'll get to more into the fallout. What's next? Plus, a great prize to give away. We'll play Hughes Clues coming up. We've got a great prize and a lot going on today. Painter Watch, Phil's keep winning that six in a row. The best of some of the debates here, including Jolly versus Spike yesterday. Spike and I are going to debate today. A lot going on. And we are scheduled to have Eagles rookie defensive tackle Ty Robinson later in the show. All to come. 215-592-949 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is a perfect song for today.
Not the Hulkster.
Yeah, the Hulkster. Original Hulkster. This is... The Tush Push is American. Football is American. And we need to run it as much as possible in 2025. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot going on the show today. We're going to name the friends and enemies of the Tush Push, the official lists, and rank the official enemies. And there's a lot out there of the Tush Push. We'll do that coming up. We got some other NFL Eagles news yesterday that really is quite interesting. Ty Robinson, Eagles rookie defensive tackle out of Nebraska, set to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And we got a debate day. Today, Spike Eskin and I will debate the merits of re-signing Kyle Schwarber now or waiting until after the season. Phillies win again last night. Homers out of Harper, who is on fire. Has John Clark apologized yet to Bryce Harper?
Nah.
For that tweet about a week ago?
John Clark has not even acknowledged my tweet.
He said the shaved head didn't work, and all this guy said it was raked since he buzzed his hair. All right, we'll get to some more Phillies as well. Andrew Painter pitched last night. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles lean more into the Tush Push? More reaction from yesterday. Lewis Riddick thinks this one was a huge win for Philadelphia. Let's hear Lewis.
I think here, you know, for Philadelphia, hey, look, this is it's a huge win for them. Other teams need to look at exactly, you know, what kind of countermeasures can they put into place in order to slow it down, which quite honestly, I don't really think you can. Their offensive line is just too good. Jalen Hurts is just too strong. And whether or not, unless you have about three or four Vita Veas from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're cooked. You're cooked when they decide to do this. It's just over. It's a wrap.
Well, that's true. I mean, no team other than the Jaguars last year seemed to be able to stop this at all.
It's personnel. It's personnel. Joe, when I think about the Tush Push and I think about that game in particular, they did a good job because up front they could match up with the size of the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of teams, when you think about it, especially in this day and age, it's a passing league. A lot of teams go with the smaller, faster defensive line. Look at the ones that was drafted. What's the Pierce Jr., the defensive line?
Oh, he's thin,
Yeah, they're thin guys. So they play the run well enough to be on the field. But when you line bigger guys up and you play that leverage game, that's where the Eagles have an advantage. And what happened yesterday, Kelce sat there, and I think the league got what they wanted. They sat there. And I'm assuming that they explain exactly what happened, what goes on.
They
gave them the mechanics.
Yep.
So, and I guarantee you, there were some people there, because you know, you on your phone now, you could just hit record. Pretty sure some people were recording, trying to figure out how to implement the Tush Push into their team.
Well, that's interesting, right? Because now that this is, again, obviously legal for 2025, will we see more teams try to copy the Eagles and do it? Ross Tucker had an interesting take on, I mean, logically, and Kyle said earlier, maybe other teams will do it, but I like what Ross said because there's a sense of you're a hypocrite if you do it, if you voted against it. Here's Ross.
Two thoughts on the Tush Push. Number one, every other team, it's now on you. Either get the personnel to run the play yourself or develop the skill and acumen to run the play as successfully as the Eagles have. There's nothing preventing anyone from running it exactly the same way as the Eagles, other than you need to coach it better or you need to get more talented guys. Secondly, I guess 22 teams can't use it anymore, right? I mean, 22 teams can't run it because they voted to ban it for player safety. I guess from a player safety perspective, they can't run it, right? They don't want their players to get hurt. They're very concerned about the safety of the play. So I would assume those 22 teams that voted against it will not use the tush push in any way, shape, or form.
Hugh, that's what I'm fascinated by, because it's legal. Anyone could do it. You're saying it. Kyle's saying it like that. I mean, maybe they were recording the technique. Maybe they're just going to run it now. But there is a sense of, are you serious? Are you a hypocrite? Like, if I see the Bills run it next year, I'm looking at McDermott and saying, dude, you're the biggest hypocrite out
gonna
there.
They're going to run it. You know, people are going to say what they want to say. They're going to run it because it's a copycat league. Number one, remember that. And as much ire and as much as we want to be like, you know, hey, this is you guys tried to say you didn't like it, yada, yada, yada. It's an effective play.
It is. But all right, let's just use McDermott, because he's the one that said safety.
Oh, yeah, and he used it. Yeah.
Right, but like, if I'm his player this year, after he went on and looks ridiculous now, if they line up for it in the first week of the season, I'm looking at him sideways. Like, you said out loud you think it's an injury risk and you're putting us out there to do it.
You know what he's going to say? I was wrong. I apologize to his teammates. And then they're going to go out there and try to run it effectively.
Yeah, Sean makes a habit of having to apologize for things he says.
This is an effective play. There's nobody that has ever doubted that. The fact that they tried to use it and couldn't do it effectively tells you everything that you need to know. This is a copycat league. I've said that. I remember my first year in the league. I keep going back to it. The counter trap option, the CTO, saw it every week. Because I couldn't stop it. Saw it every week until Mo Lewis got mad and was like, dog, just stop it one time. That's all you have to do. Stop it once and you will never see it again. Got lucky and stopped it one time, never saw it again. And that's the NFL in a nutshell. Every week you'll see plays that the Eagles will get burned on and the next team is going to run those exact same plays. I don't care what their offense is. I don't care what their offensive philosophy is. If there's a play that they could gas you on, you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why every defensive coordinator out there says, hey, you, before the season starts, you look at the plays that you got beat on and you correct those mistakes, because you don't want the team, you don't want to get beat on them again. That's the NFL. The only thing with this is teams try to emulate it, and they did not have the same success that the Eagles had. Bottom line, so now you're mad, because just like when they line up in goal line, and teams would line up in goal line or elephant or whatever you want to call it to run the ball against smaller teams, that's an advantage because your team is smaller. The Eagles just found an advantage that nobody could counter.
So what was the play name? Counter trap option?
The CTO.
Yeah. I pulled up a video, 1995 Dolphins Jets. I'm just watching to see if you're getting beat up here.
Oh, yeah, getting beat up. Like, I'm telling you, because the guard pulls, like the tackle blocks down, and my instincts were to go up the field. And when I go up the field, I would create a natural hole.
Yeah.
And the guard would just come kick me out. Then the other guy, the back would just lead up. That's when they used to have fullbacks. He would just lead up on the linebacker, and there it is, off to the races.
I love it. 215-592-9494-94. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Man, whoop-a-man is the meat and potatoes of football.
That's right.
So you basically have to stop it. Now, Joe, here's the thing. The NFL has given you a rope. Don't try to be a cowboy with this rope.
Yeah, but I want to rub it in, Jeff. I want Goodell squirming week one.
I know that, but look, why? See, here's the thing: if the Eagles try to do it too much, and look, they've given us another year of this because it's going to be brought up for vote again. You can guarantee that. I just say continue to do what you're doing. Your success can't change. Why change the frequency of it? Yeah, there's been times where they've run it on like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, which gives them a whole nother chance to get that extra yard if they didn't get the full 3 yards in the first, you know, on 3rd down. And that has happened, but I can't see just, you know, trying to rub it in. I mean, that's going to push them to really try to ban it the next time. Because not everybody, look, the teams that can't do it now aren't going to be able to do it this year. I mean, they haven't figured it out.
Well, you're probably right about that. They don't have the personnel. They don't have the teaching of Jeff Stallion. It's interesting your perspective, Jeff, because I think there's probably different feelings out there. Some people might be like you and say, all right, we'll see what happens next year. My gut tells me we're going to lose this soon. Like, it's probably gone next year. They moved up to 22 votes against us. I know. So,
yeah.
I guess for me, it's like I think it's gone anyway in a year, so I want to go out with a bang. Like, if they're letting us do it for – let me give you an example. Back in 2003 –
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball players kind of knew they were about to put testing in. If I was on steroids in 2003, and I knew they were probably going to start testing in 04, I'm still taking my steroids in 03. I got a year before they test me.
You're going to double down?
Yeah, I'm not stopping now. It's like I got a full year where I could double down. Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. Hugh, that's going to be an interesting element to this. Is this going to change a year from now, or is it like, hey, they tried and now it's over? Because Elliot had the conversation yesterday with us that it's double jeopardy. They can't do this again.
Well, I feel it's a little bit like that, but I also feel like, in a sense, that other teams felt like they got the keys to the kingdom. Because from what I understand, Jason came in and explained in detail
the technique
and the tush push. And I'm telling you, I feel like people were taking notes. I feel like people were had their phones on record so that they could go back and listen to what was being said about the tush push. I really do.
What do we think if other teams are using it? Do we mind that?
No, we're going to mind it, but it's like, here's the thing.
I don't think other teams could do it as well as the Eagles.
They can't, but they're going to try.
Sure.
And they're still going to try. But here's the thing. This is when we need our dogged reporters to hold people's feet to the fire. And when I'm talking about all over the league, because there are going to be teams like the Bills are going to run it. I guarantee you the Bills are going to run it again. And you need to ask Sean McDermott, okay, you were vehemently against it last year, so why are you running it this year?
Grill him. I need McDermott grilled.
It probably won't be like that, but that it would be nice to see.
Yeah.
It would be real nice to see.
No, it benefits the Eagles if more teams start to run it because that lessens their stature in another meeting next year.
See, this is what this is, Kyle. They want a level playing field. And for whatever reason, they feel like it's not level. Again, Ray Diddy said something to me that really, really resonated. They tried to litigate this in a courtroom instead of on the football field. That's the only reason it's still here. And when you look at it, as long as you have those coaches that feel the nostalgia of old school football, it'll be okay. It'll be okay because there's some cats in there. Be like, hey, man, it's a man whoop a man. When you at the end of the day, you could draw up all these innovative designs about to run the offense and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, the game is won and lost in the trenches. And if it's a man whoop a man down there, you can have all the skilled players on the fringes that you want. Mm. But it's about them big uglies in the middle that make it happen.
Well, and what they tried to do with that in the boardroom, it's unprecedented. Yeah. Football plays are not banned because they don't look right or they're not liked by the commissioner. Yeah. That's baloney. You stop them. And there's innovation and there's the battle between the smarts of the coaches, the greatness of the players, and the skill of doing it on the field, of applying what they're taught. Like, that's football. That's the essence of the game and why we love it so much. This was ridiculous. And again, they've changed things. They've changed many things in the last 25 years in football. But those things had legitimate injury data, right? They tried to get...
The kickoff.
The hits on the quarterback, right? They needed to clean up concussions because it was about to ruin the game, and obviously their pockets were getting lighter from all the lawsuits. I understand that. This had none of that. This was just pettiness. So now I want to be petty and hammer it. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
I don't know about you, Hugh, but I am ready to run through a brick wall this morning. Are you kidding me?
That was pretty exciting,
the man.
Yes. You got it. My fault.
The man, the myth, the legend, Jeffrey Lurie, and his gigantic Huevos Rancheros went into the lair of the beast and didn't go in like a politician, but went in like a Green Beret with his flamethrower, didn't talk for 15 minutes, not 30 minutes, blamed the beast for an hour with his minions, and all I got to say is you 22 teams that voted against that tush push.
Oh, what
you're going to have to stand there and take it like a man because the Philadelphia Eagles are going to jam it down your throats in 2026. Let's go E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Oh, love it, Aaron. Appreciate it. So Lori long talked yesterday. I guess long talking could be good.
It is. Huevos Rancheros is rancher's eggs.
Rancher's eggs.
Yeah, so he went in there with his rancher's eggs.
You never
eggs.
Had Huevos Rancheros? Like
no.
the breakfast?
No.
It's good.
Fried eggs and corn. What is it? Fried eggs and corn. Looks tasty. It looks tasty. No. Listen. He said Huevos Rancheros. I wanted to know what it meant. It meant farmer's eggs, rancher's eggs.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I caught it.
Okay.
I just wanted to say. Yeah.
Just looking things up here.
No, just looking things up.
You know, we have breaks in the show.
My bad. Okay. You know my mind work, man. I'm just like, you know, and it's like, oh, that's fascinating. What was that?
But Hugh did say I'm going to look it up and then went literally to look it up in the minute. I'm doing this right now. All right, 215-592-949 for this hour on 94WIP's fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Right, speaking of Sunoco, we have ourselves here today a $100 gift card to Sunoco. You get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. $100 gift card on the line today. Let's play one of our favorite games called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue.
That's your fault.
It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use clues and you.
Hey, this is everybody's favorite game. Is everybody's favorite game?
It used to be. Yeah.
It is. It's everybody's favorite
game. Well, I don't know. Your clues have really...
My clues are phenomenal. Mm. This was, like, this first clue that I'm about to give out, It's a really, really good one.
Okay.
You just got to think a little bit, people. I'm setting up because I'm trying to help y'all out.
Here we go again.
We're all right,
you're making the audience feel like it's their fault.
It is their fault.
Well, it's not.
It is their fault.
You're the teacher.
This is an item that everybody should have, but I don't. I don't have one of these.
So this is just more about you being different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a really good clue.
Okay. All
that's
right. So
in my opinion,
an item that everyone should have and you don't.
Yes.
Clue number one for you today for Hughes Clues. All right. 215-592-9494. Seth is in South Philly on WIP. Hey, Seth.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, Hugh, I think you were spot on, bro. I think this whole tush push thing was about learning the mechanics of how the play works. And I think the only way to get Jeff to show his hand was to bring him into this situation, bring him into court, get Jason Kelce up there, talk about how. So now we know other teams know the personnel. They know now Oh, you guys aren't trying to push down. You're trying to push up. Mm-hmm. You know,
so you think this was like a long con to get the Eagles to give away their secrets?
Just to get the magician to show his tricks. And now I think you won't see it as much from us, but you will see it more from others.
Well, my fault. You got it, Seth. Go. You're cooking. Go for it.
Because you'll see it more from others. You'll see it less from us. But the injuries from others is going to be the tipping point to where as though it ultimately gets banned.
Well, so I do think, Seth, an injury either here or if another team does it is what could tip the scales. I mean, because that's the one thing that they kept harping on, injury risk, injury risk, injury risk, even though there's no data on that. If someone happens to get hurt on one of these plays, even if it's not really just because of the technique, it just happens, right? It's football. Then we're going to be in some trouble because that's probably going to sway the last few voters to go all the other way.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as the pettiness is concerned, mm-hmm. I think the true pettiness would be to not run the play. That's petty.
I like the petty more.
No,
Goodell.
That doesn't feel as petty to me.
No, petty to me is making Goodell squirm as we're pushing down the field, Seth, in week one.
Because the play itself is situational. So you can't plan for it.
This is true.
Well, right? Yeah, right. You're not going to run on first and 10. I'm not that ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think the pettiness comes more in we're not even going to be in those situations. We're going to be so good. We're not even going to be in these fourth down situations. We're converting on third downs way more this year than previous years. And I think that's more petty. Okay, you think our offense can't operate because like Jeff said, like it's a win-win for us. It's a win-win for us, whether you ban it or not, whether you ban it this year, whether you ban it next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, it doesn't matter. We are just a better offense than you, a better team than you. We come up. The push was a glitch in the matrix, and we took advantage of it.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? It is true. It's a powerful line by him. Like, I win either way. Like, I walk out of here with a play that my franchise created that no one could stop, and you guys had to ban it, or I get to keep it. Like, it really was a powerful line by Jeff Lurie. I did like that. Seth, give us a guess for Hughes Clues, something everyone should have, and Hugh Douglas does not have it.
Oh, that's a good clue, but it's still pretty out there. I would say a social media account.
He definitely has one of those or a few of those.
Unfortunately.
Seth, we appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, I go.
We got Twitter. Fingers Douglas over here.
I haven't
here.
Had Twitter beef in a while.
It's probably best for everyone.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you did call out John Clark, though.
I did.
You tried
you did.
To engage he, in Twitter
and,
beef.
And he ignored me.
He high-roaded you.
But.
I think he's ignoring everyone right now because he should apologize
this.
To Bryce.
Hiding. Yeah, I will say this. I got his number. I'll text him if I want to take it to the next level.
Now,
but no.
That'd be strong.
Does this count as an apology? I did see John put up a tweet basically saying like he's hit really well since he bought
his head. No. That's the same as Hugh saying when we do the defense luxury thing. He's like, no, they're playing well.
Okay.
It's a deflection.
Oh, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, because
it's doing everything but apologizing and admitting you were wrong.
It seemed like he was trying to get away from the original tweet was that Bryce, the haircut fails.
It's a page out of the Hugh Douglas playbook.
And we know those don't work. Mm-mm. But are enough people keeping John accountable? Like, we're here every day to keep Hugh accountable.
But Hugh is trying to keep John accountable, which I appreciate.
Yeah, well, that's good. You finally learned accountability. It's about time.
A little bit.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Spike is in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Oh, my God. I haven't talked to you guys in a long, long time.
It has been a while. How you been?
Okay, so listen. Here, I got the first tush-push cheer. P-U-S-H-T-P-U-S-H. Tush-push!
I like it. We got to chant it. I love this.
Anyway, I'm so excited that they got to keep the tush-push. I don't think we should abuse it, too, and just piss people off and then make us more of a target on our back.
Wait a minute. That was Joe.
That's right, Hugh. Why don't you relax over there?
I don't like to be one of them annoying people. And the other thing is, I'm going to guess that Hugh doesn't have a phone charger.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good guess.
That would be one that would be difficult to not have. Spike, that's not it. Appreciate it. Good call.
This is the weekend to try to get that gas card, too, though. People just traveling, going
around.
That's
right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good weekend to get it.
It's a good weekend to try to win Hugh's Clues. 215-592-9494. How about that? Spike came right after you saying don't lean into it.
But that was you.
I know. I'm the one that wants to lean into it. I want more tush pushes. I want to. Here's what I want. I decided exactly how I want to do it because someone called in and said, it's situational. And that's true, right? They're not running it on 1st and 10 and going to 2nd and 9. That'd be silly.
True.
But here's what we could do. Let's say the first drive of the season, Jalen throws a 15-yard pass to the 5-yard line to AJ. Out of bounds, 1st and goal from the 5.
Well, you running it for the 5. Yeah, you running the 5 yards.
We got four down. We got 4 downs from the 5-yard line. I'm bulldozing my way in from the 5, and I want the camera on Goodell.
I don't have a problem with that.
Let's do that. See, that's petty because usually we do it from like the 1, the 1.5, the 2, maybe.
But see, here's the thing. The thing about being petty, from Mr. Petty himself, is that You don't want it to be as obvious.
No, I do.
We know you do, but I'm trying to give you the petty etiquette.
I get it. No, there's no etiquette this year.
You don't want it to be as obvious.
Petiquette.
There you go. Look at Kyle. It's petiquette. You don't want to be that obvious. Now, I would probably line up in a goal line formation and run the ball a couple times to get a little bit closer, maybe 2 yards.
That's not petty enough.
Yeah, no, but here's the kicker. Then when it's like, what is that?
Third and three. That's math, yep.
Oh, yeah. You saw me doing the math, man. 3rd and 3. Yeah. You do the tush push. Mm. You do it then.
That's fun, but it's not as fun as from the 5-yard line. All right.
I know. But the thing about this is every time it's ran now, everybody's the stadium is going to be bananas when they're at home.
They're going to be chanting for it.
Whenever they come home.
215-592-9494. I want pettiness next season. Lean into this tush push thing now that it's back. Plus, I want to get something else that was reported from the meeting. What another owner said that could signal next season isn't the final season of the Tush Push? We'll talk about that as well. 215-592-9490 for some midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again. The time to take a break from talking about bacon to share my grilling wisdom. Especially this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, everybody. It's officially grilling season. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They can change the game for your cookout, people. They got Tuscan herb. They got honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic, so many different flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.